Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at scripture found in the book of 2 Samuel chapter number 12 and in verse number 13 where the Bible declares, David replied, "I have sinned against the Lord." Well, let's give some background to this phrase and to this passage before we delve into it. This very sad statement comes after the exposure of the sin of David. David had, at the time when kings go forth to battle, had stayed home and was out on his balcony, looked and saw a woman bathing on her rooftop. He inquired as to who she was, and then he sent for her, even though she was identified as being one of his mighty men, his wife. And his wife was out fighting David's battle. They had that adulterous affair that night, and then he sent her back home, only to find out later that she was expecting his child. The husband had been away, and so there was no other explanation, and so David sent for her husband and brought him home that he might go to his wife and might therefore cover up David's sin. But because Uriah the Hittite was a noble man and an honorable man, he chose to stay down at the garrison, the barracks, rather than go home and enjoy an evening with his wife. As a result of that, David tried to get him drunk and tried to coerce him. But still, Uriah, his character stood up in the midst of the whole situation. And so David ruthlessly turned, wrote a note, and ordered that Joab place Uriah the Hittite in harm's way, withdraw from him, that he might die at the hands of the enemy. And then David took Bathsheba to be his wife, and of course she was already expecting, but it covered up the sin, or at least it looked like it was covered up. From looking at verse 15, the Bible talks about the child. Apparently, it's already born, so we know 9 months has passed, maybe as much as a year, maybe even more has passed. And it looks as if things are going to be okay. And it looks as if the couple has gotten away with adultery as well as murder. And yet one day, Nathan the prophet walks in and begins to tell a tale to David. Now, David is the, if you will, chief of the Supreme Court. He judges Israel, and what he says go. And so Nathan begins to give a story and tell about a man that had many sheep and another man who only had one, and how the man who had many took the man who only had the one and slay the lamb for a visitor. David was outraged. He stood up and said, "The man shall repay fourfold." That was in keeping with the law of the book of Deuteronomy. But he went on to say, "And that man shall surely die." And it's at that point that our scripture enters when Nathan pointed to David and said, "Thou art the man." And when he said that, and he told David exactly what had happened and what David had done, David made the response. Nathan went on to tell him that he had been blessed of God and how God had blessed him and how God had done all these things for him. And David, in response to these allegations, said, "I have sinned. I have sinned." The acknowledgement of sin. How do you recognize true repentance? And what is the character of repentance? It's not, "I've made a mistake." It's not that "I've made poor choices," but rather it's simply, "I have sinned." The acknowledgement of sin. One of the hardest phrases that's ever come forward from a human mouth. But until we have admitted that it's not just a poor choice, or that it's not just a mistake or a moment of indiscretion, but rather, "I have sinned and come short of the glory of God." This is the character of true repentance. Father, I pray you'd help us to examine our hearts and truly look upon sin as you do. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.